This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of coach? Well, Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like which airport lounges are worth it and which are basically free Wi-Fi and chairs, and how travel advisors can snag secret perks you didn't even know to ask for, or how to get real value from points, not just a tiny reward at checkout. Travel smarter and spend less with help from Nerd Wallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to the Firmer Travel Show and Happy New Year. Since this is the last show of 2025, I wanted to give you my holiday greetings. Let's hope 2026 is an even better year. And I do have a couple of announcements that I wanted to start the show with. First of all, for the very first time, the Travel and Adventure Show is going to be happening in Seattle, Washington, and I am honored to be one of the keynote speakers there. That's going to be happening right after the new year. In fact, it will be happening on January 10th and 11th. If you go to travelshows.com, you can see all of the details. It's at the Seattle Convention Center, and I will be speaking at 1 p.m. on both days. But on the first day, at least, I will also be hanging out most of the day, helping the bookseller sell books, signing books for people who want Fromer's guides, and doing my favorite thing, which is meeting you all. So I hope you'll stop by, you know, come by around noon. That way you can hear the speech, we can talk before or after, you can see all of the fascinating booths at the show. There's always a lot of people from all parts of the globe at these shows with different areas of expertise. And if you have kids, kids love these shows because there's all kinds of swag at the booths. There are often climbing walls or camel rides or places where you can try scuba diving. It's kind of like being with the traveling circus, actually. But I actually enjoy it. I never in my life thought I'd spend this much time in convention centers, but we have a lot of fun. So Seattle will be the first show. Then there's going to be the New York City Travel and Adventure Show happening January 24th. And I'm only giving you one date because I'm only on Saturday this year and I'm not going to come on Sunday. So make sure you get there on Saturday, not Sunday. Then the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show will be February 21 and 22. And another new one, really excited for this, I get to go to Miami in February. So February 28th and March 1st will be the Miami Travel and Adventure Show. Then we're going back to Los Angeles, but this year, interestingly, it's going to be in Long Beach rather than in downtown LA. That show is March 7th and 8th. And I'll be speaking at the final Travel and Adventure Show of the year, which happens in Denver, April 11th and 12th. And here's what I really wanted to say, which was, there is no need to pay the entrance fee to see my speech or to come to the Travel and Adventure Show, because anybody who follows me gets in free. What you need to do is you go to travelshows.com, you go to the area of the site where you buy tickets. And then when they ask you if you have a code, oh yes, you do. Your code is Fromers VIP, all caps, Fromers VIP. So I hope to see you in Seattle, but more importantly, I hope that we all have a wonderful 2026, one that is filled with mind-expanding, heartwarming travel. because really, there's no better activity, is there? Okay, let's get on to the rest of the show. So, weddings. Weddings are always joyous, joyous events, and they're also a good excuse for travel. But I'm not talking about honeymoons. I'm talking about bachelor and bachelorette parties. One of the biggest trends in travel right now is a lot of people are gathering the folks who are really important to them and celebrating in a new place prior to a wedding. It's become such a huge trend that my next guests have started a thriving business all around bachelor and bachelorette parties. Their website and their business is called Batch Boss. You can reach them at batchboss.com. They are Avery Singer and Jolie Golub. Hey guys, thank you so much for appearing on the Fromer Travel Show.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, we're so excited to be here.
So whichever of you want to answer this, how did you get the idea to start this business?
I'll let Avery take that one, actually. She likes to tell the story.
Yeah, it's a good story. So Jolie and I, we were co-maid of honors planning our mutual best friend's bachelorette. And we were on a Zoom because I was in Chicago and she was in New York. And I whipped out an Excel spreadsheet, having a finance background, options, dividing costs per person. And I said to her, wow, Jolie, we are so good at this. Can you imagine how many people struggle? And she replied, yeah, Avery, should we maybe make this a business? And I looked at her and I was like, yeah, maybe. And I thought really nothing of it at the time. But then the next day she called me because we are best friends as well. And we were roommates in the city for 3 years. So it's not like we were co-maid of honors not knowing each other. And she called me and she's like, Avery, let's talk about our business idea. And I kind of started rolling with it. And I did some research. And then I was like, you know what, Jolie, let's start making like a proposition. Let's research companies, look at competitors. And I ended up then getting laid off from my tech job when all of tech was getting laid off at the end of 2022. And I was like, Jolie, I think I'm going to start this business that you thought of with me. And are you in? And we opened up the LLC of Batch Boss in December and we launched February 2023. And it's been our full-time job and we've never looked back.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, when I was getting married, people didn't travel so much. This seems to be a pretty new trend. Do you have any kind of stats, either about your own business or about the industry in general, about what percentage of brides and grooms in the United States are doing this?
I would say it's about 80% right now are traveling to do these 3-day long weekends, either by train or plane or car. So it's long of the days are doing one night out for a dinner. And we're seeing that most of our clients are getting on a plane. They are also going international. They are flying to Cabo, to Tulum, even Mykonos and Ibiza. So really nothing is off the table. And as you said earlier, Pauline, it's a great way for the group to come together from different walks of life because not everyone knows each other and to kind of all, celebrate the bride or the groom and get to spend some time to get to know each other before the wedding weekend.
Wow. So Jolie, Avery mentioned a couple of destinations. Are those your most popular places? What are the most popular places that your clients want to go to?
Yeah, I would say, our clients might not go to, the most popular overall bachelor bachelorette destinations, because I believe like Nashville, for example, is one of those.
Yeah.
And we personally don't do that many Nashville trips. Our clients tend to lean in more towards Miami, Las Vegas, Cabo, and Tulum. So those are really our big four, we call them. So those two Mexico destinations, Miami and Vegas. We do work all over the world, that being said, but those are just kind of the four that we have really been doing so many of that we have also the strongest relationships in.
Well, I got to ask you, are those more popular with the men or the women?
Totally equal. It's interesting because I think when you think Vegas, a lot of times you think men. We definitely do a lot of Vegas bachelor parties, but honestly, when I'm thinking about our men, a lot of trips we're doing now are joint. So joint bachelor bachelorettes, where the guys and the girls are going together. And the reason that Mexico is a great destination for that is because we're renting a lot of these big villas. So sometimes we'll do a guy villa, a girl villa, and then they'll do activities together, right? So maybe they're staying separately, but their dinners are together or their yacht day is together. So that's, you know, a great perk of staying in like a beautiful, warm destination where you can get gorgeous villas on the water.
So I guess if they're doing it together, they are not getting strippers and they are not doing the stuff that became infamous. What is the name of that film with Bradley Cooper where he goes off with his buddies? And
The Hangover.
The Hangover. So these aren't hangover type trips, really.
You know, Pauline, you might be surprised, though. I would say the joint ones, not so much. But, purely the bachelor parties that we do definitely like lean into the, you know, some of the naughtier activities. I think it really depends.
I would also like to add in that these are luxury trips and people are taking, you know, vacation days, time off of work, where it's really not just about partying 24/7. So even in Vegas, the guys are doing a round of golf. They're doing some type of different excursion, similar in Cabo as well. The girls are doing spa days. They are doing yoga. So it's definitely a balance between, you know, party, but then also that vacation type feel where it's not go, go, go.
Okay. Jolie, I got to ask you, when you mention naughty stuff, Have you ever gotten a request that you've thought, ooh, I can't do this. I can't set this up for them.
The answer is no.
Okay, good.
We you know, definitely have had some raunchy requests, but we also are a professional company.
Sure.
And we are absolutely happy to set up anything our clients request. So nothing is too out there for us. We have connections everywhere. We, you know, have contacts everywhere, and we can really make anything happen.
So Avery, anything is on the table. What are some of the most over-the-top bachelor parties or bachelorette parties that you've planned? I mean, I'm assuming some people probably get very creative with this.
Jolie will probably know exactly what I'm going to say. we had a very over-the-top bachelor party in Tulum last year where we were working with the older brother, and he had some very creative requests, such as wanting to throw a big villa party and invite lots of different people from the Tulum area because we do a ton of bachelor-bachelorette trips in Tulum. Sometimes we'll have 5 in one weekend.
Wow.
And just through other partners that we kind of all work together. And so he wanted to have fire dancers. He wanted to have mermaids. So we literally got mermaids that were in the pool. And the way that the villa was set up, there was kind of like a DJ club room on downstairs. And when the windows of the downstairs basement, you could look into the pool, if that makes sense. So these mermaids were kind of swimming at the bottom of the pool and you could kind of see them. So that was really awesome and very cool. But we love doing also luxury beach picnics are really lovely. Boat days are also super fun. And yeah, we love when clients get creative, especially with the custom swag and the welcome bags.
We've Jolie. Also coordinated private charters where we've had clients request, you know, models. Like escorting them onto the plane or passing out martinis on the runway. So yeah, we've definitely done our fair share of over-the-top trips.
Is some of this inspired by celebrities? I mean, do you find that a celebrity has a bachelor or bachelorette party, it makes the news and suddenly that's the hot destination or that's the hot type of activities to do?
Certainly.
I would say one of our most famous clients that we've worked with is Olivia Culpo, and she did her bachelorette in Cabo. And when we worked with her and her team, they were extremely creative of wanting, as Jolie was saying, to set that tone when they approached the private plane to really set the tone for the weekend. So we hired shirtless models that served drinks. We had a balloon arch that said Olivia Land. We had her whole private plane decked out in custom swag and welcome bags and really just set the tone. So when people kind of look through our Instagram, they'll say, we want this, we want that. We really do set a lot of trends that people want.
Wow. Okay. When I had my bachelorette party, I found out that my husband was doing paintball. And I thought, oh my goodness, we should do that too. So we had a joint bachelorette party. But in the course of it, some of my husband's friends were such dicks and were so aggressive with the damn paintball that I ended up changing the seating arrangements at the wedding because I didn't want them anywhere near me. I don't think it was all the bachelor and the bachelorette party, but that kind of set the stage a little bit. What do you think the biggest mistakes are? And I'm not sure if playing paintball together was a mistake, who knows, but what do you think the biggest mistakes are that bachelorettes and bachelors make when they're planning these events? Jolie, you are nodding, so I'll go to you first.
I mean, there's quite a lot of mistakes, right, that can be made. The first is not hiring us, right, and trying to plan it on your own. But I would just say that like a theme that we've seen, which tends to come up a lot as an issue, are budgets. So I think it's a mistake not being upfront with the group about what things may or may not cost, especially if the person throwing the trip is not planning to subsidize anything. So, we work with various budgets. We have certain groups where the bride or the groom or the mother or the sister is, forefronting a lot of the money. But then we have groups that really want to split everything down the middle. And if that's the case, everyone really needs to be aware of what things cost. So, we've definitely run into those budget issues. And then we, are kind of the middleman, like needing to diffuse the situation and help collect payments. So I'd say like budgets are definitely a common issue. Same thing goes, I think, for guest lists. I think some women in particular feel more pressure around inviting family members, for instance, like cousins or sister-in-laws or whatever that looks like. And I think that can be a sticky issue as well.
I noticed on your website, you have different levels of planning and some of them include spreadsheets or I guess sign-up sheets for how much people will pay. Do folks ever do like tiered payments? So the maid of honor pays the most, the bridesmaids pay second most, and the second cousins maybe pay just a little bit, or is it usually even Steven if people are paying?
I would say normally it's split evenly. When we do send those custom surveys, we write in the survey, how much do you feel comfortable spending on accommodations per night and give ranges? And then how much do you feel comfortable spending on meals and activities and give ranges? This is something that the bride or groom can review and look at where maybe the boat day isn't in the budget. Maybe that bottle service isn't in the budget, or maybe that's something they want to subsidize. If someone can't afford to come, it could be a one-off where we've seen the bride or groom kind of help pay for that one person, but that's not publicly known. Obviously, no one wants to disappoint the bride or groom, and money can be a sensitive subject. That's part of the reason why we created this business, to just have transparency, be that third party that can diffuse any situations, talk through what's realistic, and kind of just get all the planning as seamless as possible.
So I got to ask you as a follow-up, Avery, is a lot of your job being a consigliere? Is it you, the person who has to deal with negotiations among the groups? Because group travel is always tricky, I would think.
So how we work is we normally work with one or two people. It could be anywhere from the bride, groom, maid of honor, sister, mom. We don't really like getting a bunch of opinions and talking to 15 people that are attending. We don't need the peanut gallery. That's why we're here, to just work with one person or two people. When we do send that survey, that's really just to get intake and information that whoever we're working with can just take that into consideration. At the end of the day, the people that we're working with, they will make the decisions. We will make suggestions. We will never book or do anything without their approval. In terms of payments, we have a bunch of vendors that we work with over and over again. All payments, though, are done in-house. So if we book a boat or a chef, the client can pay us and then we'll pay the vendors directly. We can also collect money from the group and say, hey, we're planning so-and-so's bachelorette. The villa, transportation, and the chefs are going to be this much. We'll do two installments. Please send the first batch by this date.
And is the way you make your money by taking a percentage of what the chef makes, what the boat makes, all of that? Or do you make money by charging a planning fee?
So that's kind of what you were referring to earlier, Pauline, of our tiers of service.
Sure.
So each tier builds on each other. So we have four packages: bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and it's a flat fee, not per person. And this covers our time and services, coordinating everything for the weekend for you.
I see.
So bronze is kind of that intro where we will propose your accommodations. We will book your reservations and activities, create an aesthetic itinerary and mood boards, and then we kind of, you know, leave the rest to you. Our most popular is a step up, which is silver, where we will do everything that I just said, plus go ahead and book the accommodations because we work a lot of with partners directly that are kind of off-listed, so we can save you money, get involved in transportation, get involved in the custom decor, swag, balloons, and do a lot much more in a build.
So paying for it can be one of the big responsibilities. What surprised me in looking at your site is sometimes you take over creating content for your brides and grooms. So I guess showing the world what you've done on social media is a huge part of this event, right, Jolie?
Yes and no, right? So we do have clients where content is extremely important. And, you know, they want reels and TikToks and recap videos and all of that good stuff. But we do have clients that are also very private. And not only do they not want the world to see, they might not want their wives to see, or vice versa, right? So we absolutely work with both types of clients, and we cater to what they want, right? So if they want the content, we'll make sure it happens. If they want it to be private, we will make sure it's kept private.
Right. And you also sometimes make sure that they look good. I was interested to see that you offer photo sessions for these. How popular are those?
Very. Photo sessions are super, super popular. It's more amongst the women, especially if they're getting dressed up for a specific like theme night, let's say. That is something that they'll want captured and documented. So professional photos are a must.
Is there anything I haven't asked you both that people should know about what is going on in this pre-wedding world right now?
I would say it's very important to start planning early. Especially now, a lot of people are doing destination bachelor bachelorettes, potentially destination weddings. So people's calendars are filling up. So if you know you definitely want to go to a certain place and kind of want to get the best accommodations, have as many of your friends come, we recommend, you know, getting started with us ASAP. And we can always send a custom survey to pull a date. So you can kind of see what's the most available date for everybody.
Great. All right. Well, congratulations, ladies, on creating, you know, this thriving business. You're really on trend. And thank you so much for appearing on the Fromer Travel Show.
Thank you so much for having us, Pauline.
And that is it for not only this week's show, but for 2025 shows. I can't tell you how grateful I am that we have so many devoted subscribers who listen every week or who listen when the topic interests them. It really means a lot to me personally. It means a lot to our team at Fromers.com that you are here, that you continue supporting us, that you understand that professional travel journalism has a place in the world. That last interview, they didn't pay a cent to be on the Fromer Travel Show. I just thought it was a fascinating new take on how the younger generation is spending their travel dollars. It's not necessarily my thing, but I try not to judge. And I also think this is something that a lot of people will want to know about. Maybe our listeners' children or grandchildren. So that's a long way of saying I'm grateful for you. And I wish you all the best in 2026. May I wish you a hearty bon voyage for all of your upcoming voyages. Let's go out and see the world.
Sour candy in the boathouse on the lake. But I hate, I hate, I hate, I guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights, and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
If you want to travel more, ideally in luxury, but without the luxury price tag, this show is for you. I'm DeAndre Koch, and on Revolutionizing Your Journey, I use my unique vantage point as a financial advisor to break down exactly how my wife and I leverage credit card points and miles to fly business class, stay at five-star resorts, and take bucket list trips for a fraction of the cost. Each week, I share real strategies packed with actionable tips and interview some of the smartest travelers in the game to help you revolutionize the way you travel. Travel well, live boldly, and find Revolutionizing Your Journey wherever you get your podcasts.